You are listening to benstorah.com.
So we're minchas chinuch, mitzvahs korban chagiga beragolim, ois dalad we're up to. Before I start, I'd like to say Bershus, Rav Friedman, who we know very much know, also Bershus, Rav Shmuel Deutsch, Rav Deutsch, who we know through his Sefer Birchas Kohen. We use this Sefer Birchas Kohen on Bechairus, where we're doing Pidyon HaBen, and we use this Sefer Birchas Kohen on Krisus, where we did Korban Chatas. So Bershus Harav, Harabonim, Mechilas Kvay Dam, I'll try to learn a little. Okay, Ois Dalet. Vinei Korban Chagiga Hu Choyva, Ve'ena Ba Ela Min Achulin, V'lo Mimos Meiser Sheni, K'chol HaKarbono Shebechoyva. So the Minchas Chinuch is bringing down a famous halacha that is actually has a few makairis. There's a phrase that we're familiar with, and many phrases that we are familiar with that we might not know the source or the makor for. One of them is a davar shebechova ena ba ela min achulin. So for instance, the classical cases, you have mos meitzer sheni, that a person, you know, goes ahead into his field and he reaps his field and he's mafish meitzer sheni. The problem is it's too much, as the Torah says, right? What is the exact lashon in the Torah that's too heavy for him to take? Lo yuchol lases, is that the lashon?
Yeah.
Right, it's too heavy for him to take. He can't take all of that grain. Lo suchal se'esoi. He's unable to carry all of the ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. So he does pidyon ma'aser sheni. He's poida all the ma'aser sheni that he's mafrish on coins, on actual, on mos, on matbeos. He has to then take those matbeos to Yerushalayim and spend those matbeos on particular types of food. The Gemara says there's a klal of pradu klal to learn exactly what food he can go ahead and spend the mos meitzer sheni on. But one of the things he could do with the mos meitzer sheni for sure is he can go ahead and buy meat. Meat for sure he can do with mos meitzer sheni. Whether you dug him or other things, that's a question in the Gemara in a few places. Gemara in Shavuos, Gemara in Erevin discusses what he could spend mos meitzer sheni on. But for sure he could spend it on meat. What about using mos meitzer sheni for chiyuv karbonos? The fellow has certain chiyuve karbonos, whatever they may be. Can he use the mos meitzer sheni for karbonos? So the Gemara says no. Dover shebechov, anytime you have a chiyuv, the classical chiyuv is the korban chatas. You cannot go ahead and use mos meitzer sheni. The only thing that you could use to go ahead and fulfill your chiyuv of korban chatas is to use ma'os chulin. How do we know that? So the Gemara in Hatoide in Menachos says it's machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar says it's learned from the pasuk v'zavachta pesach la'Hashem elokecha tzonu bakar. There's a hekesh between tzonu bakar and between pesach. Ma pesach einu ba ela min achayva. Av kol tzonu bakar einu ba ela min achayva. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita. And how do you know pesach einu ba ela min achayva? Because it says, what does it say? The dora sechem. It says Korban Pesach is supposed to be for the Doros. Just like Pesach Mitzrayim, you do Pesach Doros. Just like Pesach Mitzrayim is inconceivable to have it Ela Min HaChulin, because there was no Hekdesh by Pesach Mitzrayim, so too all Pesachim are Einoba Ela Min HaChulin. And since it's the Hekdesh thrown a Bakar to Pesach, just like Pesach ain't a bar ela min achulin, so the kol tzonu bakar ain't a bar min achulin. Rabbi Akiva has another makar. Rabbi Akiva says in Hatoide in Menachos, there's another makar for kol davar shebechov ain't a bar ela min achulin. Says it's learned out from another hekesh. All the karbanos the hukshu zulazu. So just like a korban chatas ain't a bar ela min achulin, so too all karbanos ain't a bar min achulin. Now how do we know a korban chatas ain't a bar min achulin? They learn it from Ara. It says, what's the exact lashon by Aaron? It says by Aaron, Aaron is mevi, right, is vehevi paraso. What's the exact lashon? Asher lo. By Aaron it says that when he brings a bar chatas, it's a bar chatas asher lo. It has to come from his personal pocket. The Gemara lo is ena ba min atzibor ve'ena ba ela min achulin. Ma'asher lo. It has to be with that belongs to him. Which begs an interesting question. If it's learned from Korban Chatas, as Fasemis discusses this, then it's a requirement, Eina Ba Elamin Achulin, is really not a Din Achulin, it's a Din Asher Lo. And if it's a Din Asher Lo, it's conceivable that there's certain types of Hektish that are considered Asher Lo, and you could go ahead and bring a Chayva from Hektish as long as it's Asher Lo. So those are the two Makairas we have in Menachos.
Does it work the flip side that someone else can't contribute a Korban Chatos for somebody else to use? It has to be Asher Lo.
I don't think that lotion is used for that. I'm not sure about
that. We don't know that it has to be your personal money.
You give to Matanas, it's his then.
No, you give Matanas to you, but can you designate a Korban Chatos for somebody else to use?
You know, it's, can I bring a Korban Chatos for my friend? Yeah. It's an interesting question. I don't remember that.
You could.
You could?
I thought so, but if it's Asher Lo, then you should learn out that you shouldn't be able to.
He becomes the Bailim.
What?
He gives it to me, he becomes the Bailim. If you give, make the Chatos embassy, he becomes the Bailim.
Yeah, but the question is, I think it's, do you need a Maisekhno?
Oh, yes.
Or can I go with, can I be Mafras or Korban Chatos? There's a friend, he's Chayva Korban Chatos, he's complaining, I can't afford, it's no good, whatever. So I go to the Beis Hamikdash, can I bring a Korban Chatos for him?
I can bring it, but if I'm
Mafras. Can I take a Behema, Mafras, and say to the Kohen, be Mafras this Korban Chatos, L'shem, this Bailam. Could I do that?
I think so.
Yeah?
Even without Hakonos. So you don't burn Asher Lo away.
He's the Bailam of Kippur. Yeah, okay.
That's a question. That's the discussion. Is Meister Sheni Mamon Bailam, Mamon Gavoya?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Because that's an interesting question. Over here, can I go ahead? Can you be Yoitse Yechiev from Meister Sheni? So it's actually a sugya in Zayin Mud Beis and Chesamun Alf and Chagiga. So let's go through the overview of the sugya. By the way, you should know that the Gemara in Chagiga brings a third marker for Davar She'ein Davar She'Mechayva Ba'ela Min Achulin. There's a third pasuk that it learns. Bali Kriya helped me with Chag HaShavuos. What does it say by Chag HaShavuos? Misas. Come on. But how does it start? Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaShavuos Taseh Lecha? No, Chag HaShavuos Taseh Lecha, no? If I had a Gemara, then I could get the Pasuk, but I don't have a Gemara. No, it has Misas. Okay, so it says like that, Misas Nidvas Yodcha Titein. Kasher Yivarecha Hashem Elokech. So the Gemara says it's a stira. The Gemara says Lashon Misas is Lashon Chulin. And the Gemara says, how do I know that? Where does the Gemara learn that from? Achashverosh. So it says, Achashverosh, right? Some Mas al Iye Hayam. So the Gemara says, the Lashon Mas is Lashon Chulin. So when it says, Chagashvus Tazelecha Misas Nidvas Yodcha Titein Lo, the word Mas means Chulin. However, then there's a Ribui, Kashir Yevarechcha Hashem Elokecha, which means anything Hashem has given you, my Sesheni, anything, go ahead and bring a korban. So the Gemara resolves that stira, we'll see. But it's interesting that the Gemara in Chagiga requires a third pasuk for Ein Davar She'Mechayva Ba'ela Min Achulin. That third pasuk is Misas, Lashon Chulin. So Taisus and Chesam and Alv Chagiga says, why do I need a third pasuk by Meiser Sheni? So Taisus says, why do I need a third pasuk by Chagiga? That a Chagiga in a Ba'ela Min Achulin? So the Gemara says, because it says Kasher Yevarechecha Hashem Elokecha, I might have thought the Ribui overrides the general concern of Davar She'Mechayva Ein Ba'ela Min Achulin. Therefore, I need Misas, a special Niman, to tell me that even a Chagiga Ein Ba'ela Min Achulin. So let's read the Minchas Chinuch.
It's a Matanus Levyonim, you can't give out of mice of money.
What?
Matanus Levyonim, you can't give out of mice of money for this reason.
Really?
Yeah.
This region is brought down?
This is a din in Karbanis, I mean.
It's a din in Karbanis, but it's the same theory. Same
really?
Same logic.
Which is interesting, because all those limudim seem to be very much centered on Karbanis, correct?
Yeah. Am I right? That's what I recall.
Okay, so let's read a little bit. Vine Karban Chagiga, Hu Chayva, that we know, Chayva. V'chagosim also Chag LaHashem.
Give a little bit.
Ve'eno ba'alam in achulin. V'lo mi'mayas ma'itzer sheni. K'chol kabana shebachayva. Just like all kabana shebachayva, eno ba'alam in achulin. So too by Korban Chagiga. U'mikom akom kan gazer hakosov. The yochul arev mos ma'itzer sheni im chulin. U'lahakrif Chagiga. V'yplugta b'chagiga chesem an aleph. So here the Gemara says that makes a drasha. And the Gemara says that pasuk that says, Misas nidvas yadcha titein lai, and kashi yivarechcha Hashem Elokecha, they're stiris. Kashi yivarechcha Hashem Elokecha is to be marba everything. Afilu mos maisa sheni. Misas is a mute. only to say Dover Shebechovah. So how do you reconcile the two? So Gemara says Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. How you reconcile the two? That there's a din of what's called Teiflin, Tefela. As long as I mix the Meiser Sheni together with Chulin, it's okay. So you have Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. I forget who says what. I'll remember. But the Machlokes is, how do you do Teiflin? How do you do Tefela?
Oh, yeah, behema.
Do you do Tefela? Is it Teiflin Behema im Behema Velo Mos im Mos? Or the exact opposite? Teiflin Mos im Mos Velo Behema im Behema. What's the difference? So Rashi explains, Teiflin Behema im Behema. Means like this: as long as the first Behema I bring is Min HaChulin, I can bring all the other Behemas from Mos Meister Sheni. So it literally means that I sequester or I set aside all the behemoths. I go and buy a behema with chulin. This is chagiga number one. Now I say I want to go ahead and have a lot of meat and I want a lot of people to drink. Like the Mishnah on Chesam Beis says, oichlim merubim, if there are a lot of people at the table, you bring a lot of carbon chagigas. So the Gemara says, as long as animal number one is minachulin, toflim behema im behema. But that man, the Amr says, "Velo toflim maos im maos." But I cannot go ahead and mix the money for one large behema. So let's say I say to myself, I have a lot of people, let me buy one large behema. But let that large behema be purchased with 10 shkalim of chulin and 10 shkalim ma'aser sheni. The man, the Amr says, "Toflin behema behema," says, "Lein toflin maos im maos." And Tosfos explains, which is Pashut. Why? Because according to that man the Omer, Tovim Behema Behema, I have to make sure that the Achila is totally 100% pure Chulin. And there is no Maitre Sheni mixed. The other man the Omer says exactly the opposite. This is Chizki Rabbi Yochanan. The other man the Omer says, Toiflim Maos Im Maos Ve'ein Toiflim Behema Le Behema. Meaning that man the Omer feels that you must have a shtick chulin in everything.
That's good.
I might have to have shtick chulin in everything.
So you have many behemoths, but you have a lot of people. Let's see, from behemoth number one, they also have a gender of karma shabachadva. It's still called karma shabachadva, because the whole leader here is karma shabachadva has to be worked on a chulin.
It appears, so now there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that, that you're not allowed to do this at all. Beis Shammai Shita, the Brisa says in Chesam and Alf, is on the first day, it has to be all from Chulin. Mikan ve'elich, after the first day, I can go ahead and I can bring all the karbonos I want from Meiser Sheni. So Rashi explains what Shitas Beis Shammai. Shitas Beis Shammai is he doesn't hold a tefillah at all. And he holds that you can never have karbon chagiga from Mos Meiser Sheni. Therefore, Beis Shammai says the first day that has a din chagiga. And we learn Chagiga is only one day, right? From the Gemara in Testament Aleph, which says, V'chag osem oso chag l'Hashem. Oso, right, for local Zion. So according to Beis Shammai Shita, one day for Chulin, every other day can be Meiser Sheni. Because Rashi explains that on the first day, that's the Yechiv of Karban Chagiga. Mikan ve'elech, it has no din Karban Chagiga, it's Shalmei Simcha. And the Gemara on Chesem and Aleph says, everyone agrees, interestingly enough, that by Shalmei Simcha, I can bring it from Mos Meiser Sheni. Why? Because it says, the Gemara is Dorish, V'samachta Bechagecha. So the Gemara says, V'samachta Bechagecha. What? No, it is. Shalmei Simcha is a Chayv. Zecher a Chayv. They need a special limud. איך יודעים את זה? אני יודע, אבל יש גם כן גמור פסוח עם העין המבייס, לא? שאומרים שאם מביאים נדורם ונדובויס בערב ינטב, קרקט, אין יועץ אין שם יסמך בזה. אין
הזריך בשל שמחה.
אבל זה לא כל כך פשוט שאין דין הקרוב בשלום. אני אגיד לך. אני
חושב שיש.
זה באבי עזרי, יש אבי עזרי על זה. אבי עזרי בחרוס חגיגה. כן, זה מה שהוא אומר. אבל בכל אופן זה מה שהגמרא אומר. זה המשנה. המשנה בחסם הבייס אומרים שישראלים יוצאים במאיסר שני וכהנים יוצאים בבחור, בחטס, אושם, and Chazei V'Shoik. L'chor is a mashmim Yishom 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 Y שיש דין בפסוחים עין מבייז ושמחת וזבחת במקום שיש אכלת וזבחת ואכלת ויחם שיש אכילה יש זביחה שיש חיוב גם כן לזבוח וזה מה שמביא בסוכה ממחס מן א' יש גמרא שמה ויסע אך שמח
זה לימוד אחר
אני יודע ויסע אך שמח וכתוב שמה שלהביא ליל אחרון להביא אל ליל אחרון זאת אומרת מדוע לא מביא מדוע זה אינו ריבוי לליל ראשון ואם מסתכלים ברשי שמה רשי כותב שמה בליל ראשון שאין צורך זביחה במקום אכילה שצריך ריבוי מיוחד לומר שאפשר לאכול של משמחה בלי זביחה ביונטף זה לא כל כך פשוט שזה רק דין אכילה יש גמרא בפסוחים עין בייס שאומרת שם שזבחת ואכלת ביקום שיש אכילה יש זביחה ולפי רש"י בסוכה צריכים דין ולימוד מיוחד לומר שאפשר לצאת בלי זביחה וזה היה החידוש של ויסע אך שמח ובכל אופן The Gemara says, "Shal me simcha, you could be yotze with ma'aser sheni." The Gemara has a special limud for it. I forget the limud. V'samachta bechagecha. The Gemara has. So the Gemara learns it from simcha. So then the Gemara says, "I v'samachta bechagecha." So why can't you bring for shlomim eifas and menachos? So the Gemara says that's not simcha. Eifas and menachos are not simcha. Which is interesting because Baruch Hashem, I was in Yerushalayim doing sukkahs, and I was thinking, how in the world could everyone have been yotze all these chiyuvim, mashalmei simcha and chagiga? Could people have eaten birds? So birds are not allowed. Can't get away with birds. Eifas won't work. So the Gemara says yotze eifas, but you should know shalmei simcha can be brought from ma'aser sheni. So that's b'shitas b'shamai. The first day, which is the day of korban chagiga, you go ahead and you bring it mechulin. Mashma koin beit shami, if I brought a lot of karbanos, the Gemara says, on the first day, we learned that also they all have a shem chagiga. On all other days, they don't have a shem chagiga, unless they're bo b'tashlumim. But if they're just being eaten as shlumim, they have no din chagiga except for the first day. So you have this machlagas with a teiflin, behem b'lehem, a teiflin b'mos l'mos. Mikomokom kan gazar kosov. What's the gzeres hakosov? It says misas and it says kasher yivorech Hashem lokecha. Misas means chulin, kasher yivorech Hashem lokecha means everything. So therefore, the Gemara reconciles those two psukim. The yochol arev. It means I can have a mixture of most ma'aser sheni im chulin lahakriv chagiga. And through that mixture, whether it's a mixture of behemoth or whether it's a mixture of money, I can do it. V'hi plugdu b'chagiga chasam an aleph. Im teifel, like we said, maos to maos, or behema to behema. But Rambam Perek Beis Halacha has pasuk the toflin maos to maos, velokech behema mi maos hamuravis. So he says the Rambam paskins toflin maos to maos. So the question is, why does he paskin like Reb Yochanan? Toflin maos to maos. There's a whole discussion in Isaac Kalim.
You have a lot of maos maaser sheni.
By the way, is there a klal Reb Yochanan and Chizkiya? Are you passing like Reb Yochanan? No. Reb Yochanan is Shlokish. But Reb Yochanan and Chizkiya, I don't think there is, right? No, there isn't.
Okay, Chizkiya means his Rebbe. He's the Rebbe.
What?
Chizkiya was a Rebbe, Reb Yochanan.
But so there's no klal with Chizkiya and Reb Yochanan?
Other by you. You usually pass like Chizkiya.
Really?
This is the Rebbe.
Interesting. Who's the machlok? Hezek Shen Nikur, who's that machlok? Is Cheskia and Reb Yochanan also? Cheskia and Reb Yochanan?
Yeah.
So the question is, the Rambam passes Reb Yochanan. Toflin maos l'maos. So there's a whole discussion why he passes, but nevertheless, the Rambam says, Toflin maos l'maos, that you could mix up money and even buy one behemoth. So according to the Rambam, it's interestingly enough, I don't need any achila that is purely or only chulin. I can have an achila that has ma'aser sheni mixed with it.
But usually mamon from chova is
min chulin.
I have like a din of iser to use it for korbanos. It's not a din mamona. So why?
What do you mean? What?
Meaning, why if you have a lot of money of chova and you have, I mean, I know it's there's a kosher, but. Is it there supposed to tell you I don't worry about bittul? Why isn't the money, you know, if I have a lot of money, that's my sosheni money, and just a little of chulin money. The ma'aser sheni money would be no good without the din isur to korbanos. The ma'aser chulin money and regular chulin money is good. So when I mix it together, why isn't it bottle one and the other? My mom would say the gavim isur and it is bottle. The gavim loyim is not bottle.
First of all, is there a taruvus? Is there a taruvus for it to be bottle? How do you know we're talking about a taruvus? The guy has two wallets. He comes to Yerushalayim. He takes out wallet number one. He goes, here's my Maaser Sheni money. Here's $5 of Maaser Sheni. Then he takes out his second wallet. It's Chulin money, and he gives it. You're assuming there's a taruvus.
No, what I'm asking is, do you have to do it that way? Well, that's no problem at all. So do you have to do it that way? Then you can actually mix the money?
You want to know whether you can mix the money together?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, would you say that the money's mixed together, it's bottle?
No, if you're allowed to use it, it's enough kamina.
Right.
Once you can use it, enough kamina.
It's the same, don't worry about bittul.
What are you worried about? You're worried that the money will now have a new shame, Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni will take over everything. And it's no good because you aren't allowed to use money of Maaser Sheni unless it's ma'uruf with mama chulin, correct? So you're saying that the Maman Chulin will be bottle, and there's no din of Maman Chulin, it's pure Maman Maaser Sheni? I'm not sure, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think you have the purpose, you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni. When the Teran exists, you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni for this.
Yeah, but you're not really allowed to use Maaser Sheni for something like Giga. It has to be Ma'urav and
no,
it has to be Nitfal to the Maaser Chulin,
so it's
right?
Nitfal. When I buy it for this purpose, it becomes Nitfal.
Okay, I'm not sure. It's interesting. I don't know. So you want to know whether I have to keep the money?
Is it just because of overriding in the middle? Or it's saying,
I feel with them Shazam is
this type of money is not good money. This type of money is good money. Mm-hmm. Now what's the Torah saying? Don't worry about it. You know, you can do it in a way that you mix it together or don't mix it together, but you can use
it. Hard from the Xeris that cause of the pussy. You can mix it, you can use it.
Master.
It's interesting. You think so? You don't think it's telling another question? Yesh bila, in bila? No.
There's no sphakis here. It's not a question of one becoming both. Mama lo bottom. Yeah, that's it. Since Kim Achoeba. My male husband was shoes eichet. My male husband was shoes in itzin of them. My male of them is a shen is eichet. And then it can have a problem.
So let's see, Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches Pasuk, the Tavlin Mos, Lamais, Velokech Behemi Mos, Hamuravais. But it's mashma, when they say Mos, Muravais, it seems like they mix together, right?
Yeah.
But Tzorach Shiyah Shir Achila Rishoina Min HaChulin. But Tzorach Shiyah Shir Achila Rishoina Min HaChulin.
How do you do it if it's mixed?
It's an interesting question. That seems to be like the other Shita. Tavlin, right? Tavlin Behemi LeBehemi, no?
Maybe it meant there had to be enough money that it would have come alone. It was a shear. Not the papoyo, the papoyo it's mixed.
Well, Karban Chagiga mid the Rabbanan and Shtei Kesef, right? So as long as it's saying, as long as you have the shear Shtei Kesef for Minachulin, you're okay mixing it. Vayin Kesef Mishnah Velech Mishnah Shom Hatam Shepasuk Aram Kireb Yochanan Velo Kechizkiah, which seems to indicate normally you would assume
go like this, right?
Vihine chovas ha-korban, dahinu ha-mitzvus ha-say, vadai sagi b'chad korban. The Gemara's mashma that one korban would be enough for you to be yotzi your chiyuv.
Well, he's not a chiyuv, be more than one. Yeah.
Right. O b'yom rishon, o b'tashlumi rishon. Either brought on the first day, or if it can't be brought the first day, we have the rest of the yontif for tashlumin. Vim hikriv korban echad yotzi dechavosa. Ach mevor b'shash shom ayin amad beiz. The nearer the mitzvah lahakriv kama chagigos im yesh lo ochlim harbe. But there is a minion, the Mishnah Chazon basis. However, if there are many oichlin at your table, then you bring many karbanos to feed them all. V'chenu b'rabam perik aleph halacha aleph. V'chol ha-karbanos shemakriv b'yom rishon l'shem chagiga kulam shem chagiga aleihem. V'dochin yontav ki al kulam shem chagiga. Vayein Rashi Shom Chesman of Dibam Atzal Chizki Amar. Well, Vada Yotzi Dei Chavos B'Karban Echad. Meaning, this is an interesting idea. One korban's enough, but if you add all the korbanos, they all have a din chagiga to be Dachi Yantav.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Now, I just want to mention something, a side point, which is interesting, a idea. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, B'chayla shel moed, on chol moed, your mevi chagiga min ha chulin, and you could be ma'ariv ma'aser sheni toiflin behema lebehema b'chol moed. So the Gemara says, why aren't you toiflin behema lebehema or most of most ben yontif? So the Gemara says, there's a gzera shema ya'aser. There's a gzera that a person might say, now's a good time to go ahead and be mafresh ma'aser behema, let's say. So the Gemara says, we're afraid that if the guy learns that he could be yoytzei toiflin behema lebehema, that he could bring his ma'aser behema together with his chulin, he'll be mafresh ma'aser behema. So we don't allow him to be toiflin beyontif, because we're afraid shema ya'aser. So the Gemara says, what's the problem of doing ma'aser behema on yontif? So what would you say? What's the problem of doing ma'aser behema on yontif? So the Gemara says, mishum sakrasa. The Gemara says they were worried about ma'aser behema on yontif, because when he gets to Asiri, he puts a red mark on it. And we're afraid he'll be over the Isser Tzavia. So just a side point, the idea. Taisa says, why do I need the Mishum Sikrasa? Right, the halacha is that what? Ein mak mishnim beitza, ein mak dishin. Not do any ma'aser hekdesh on yontif. So Taisa says, the Gemara wanted an Isser Doraisa, not an Isser Dorabana. Ein mak dishin is only a shvus. Right, the same mission as Ein Roichman, Ein Makdishin, right?
That's because of Takana?
Yeah. Mechachumem Kashem Yichtov, whatever. That's the mission in
Beitzah. Is that Makdishin, by the way?
What? Yeah.
That's Makdishin.
So the Gemara says that this is all fine, but don't try this on Yontif Rishon. Because there's a Gzeir Hashem Ya'aseh. That's his approach. Vayein Rambam Khan, Perek Beis Halacha Tes. This is very interesting. The Rambam's a bit confusing. No one actually says it, but it seems to be a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, says Teiflin Maos Lamaos, Umevi Karban Chagiga, Mimaos Mo Ravais. The Ravid disagrees. And the Ravid says, "Eino ba ela minha, eino ba ela minha chulin." Then the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Tes says straightforward, "V'yotze adam yidei chovas shal mechagiga b'maiser behema, ve'eme vina also biyantif, zera shema yaser biyantif." So the question is, how could the Rambam in Halacha Ches say that you bring a carbon chagiga b'mos muravos, and then in Halacha Tes say straight out? So this is not a steer in the Rambam from one perek to another perek, from one. It's mamash halacha ches and halacha tes. So what does the Rambam mean? Well, first he says mevi chagiga b'mos moravos. Then he says, as quoted here, v'yotze adam yidei chovas shalme chagiga b'maiser behema. V'emei vino so biyantif. Zer Hashem yas biyantif. B'shas chasam ramu v'or d'shar kol yimei ha-pesach adam yotze yidei chovas b'maiser behema. Uperish Rashi, She'eno Ella L'simcha. Rashi learns that when it says Adam Yotzei Chovaso B'Maiser Behema, it's talking about Shalmei Simcha, like we said, because we have a special ribui V'Samachta Bechagecha. What? The Rambam says Shalmei Chagiga. The Gemara just says Adam Yotzei Yedei Chovaso B'Mayed. Adam Yotzei Yedei Chovaso B'Mayed. B'Maiser Behema.
It makes us up to the Shalmei, because generally when it's talking Chagiga, it says Korban Chagiga. And Simcha is Shalmei Simcha. Here it says Shalmei Chagiga. What does it mean? Does it mean Shalmei? Maybe it means Shalmei of the Chag, which is Shalmei Simcha, like Rashi.
No one learns that what the Rambam is talking about is Shalmei Simcha.
He says Shalmei Chagiga.
Right.
That lashon is used throughout Shas. Shalmei Chagiga is used a lot. Yeah. The Lashon Shalom Chagig is used. Perish Rashi She'enu El L'Simcha. So Rashi seems to say when the Gemara says Adam Yodei Yodei Yotzi Dechavas B'Maiser Behema, Rashi learns that's talking about Shalmei Simcha. Vainu Shalmei Simcha. Like I said, there's a special ribui. V'Samach Bechagecha. Vainu Shalmei Simcha Yotzim B'Chol Davar Ve'Ein Srachim Liyos Min Achulin. Shalmei Simcha. I don't need Taifun. I don't need to be Ma'ariv. K'mavur Shom. Aval Harambam the Kosef the Yotzi Yodei Chagiga Ein Shem B'Raiv Halacha Ches. Kivima Shehaven Ari Korkus Muva Bekesav Mishnah Sham Dehik Shalav Ha Chagiga Tzorich Liyos Min Achulin. How can the Rambam say straight out? The Raivad asks. V'Adam Yodetzi Dechol Vaso B'Maitz Behema Shalme Chagiga. So that's a question. How can the Rambam say that straight out? Right, especially since Halacha Ches, his mama says maybe Mimaros Maravos Dehik Shalav Ha Chagiga Tzorich Liyos Min Achulin with Feilahu Deshari. Aval Ech Yotzi B'Maitz Behema She'Eino Chulin. Think about it. We're talking about Ma'os, Meiser Sheni. Now we're talking about the Behema, Meiser Behema. It's actual Behema itself. I'm bringing the Meiser Behema itself and being Yotze Chagiga. By the way, it's a very interesting Shitas Toisvis on Zayin Rebbeis. Everyone agrees you Yotze Shalmei Simcha, but Meiser Behema. Shalmei Simcha for sure.
Maybe it means Teflon, that's what it means. It means
Teflon. I don't know. But it's just strange that he says it clearly in Ches, more of us.
Because after he says the halacha is Teflon, he's telling you.
Or maybe he's mentioning this like this clearly to say, but don't do this. First of all, Tzvi, the problem is like this. We have to be careful. He says Teflon, one is Meiser Sheni money, and the other is Meiser Behema, the animal.
And Michal didn't mention that he viewed any tofu, he used the animal itself.
Maybe. Right. Meiser Behema is
not. He could be tofu with the animals, but he doesn't pass the
animals. Tais, I just want to tell you Tais's sheet, a very interesting. Zayin Beis, bottom Tais's. Tais says that even Shalmei Simcha, interesting idea Tais says, that could be brought from Meiser Behema, Dharam and the Davais, have to be makriv l'shem Shalmei Simcha. Meaning a person goes ahead and he does Meiser Behema. Asiri Yekodesh, right? He now goes to Yerushalayim with his Meiser Behema. The guy says, I'm going to have such a day. I got to bring Chagiga Shlom. I got to bring my Meiser Behema. So the guy says, I'll tell you a trick. That Meiser Behema that you have, that animal you have, you could use it for Shalmei Simcha also. The guy says, yeah. Provided, however, Tosfos says, that in the Beis HaMikdash, they're makriv, the Meiser Behema, L'shem Shalmei Simcha. Which is very interesting. Even though the Meiser Hekdesh was done, L'shem Meiser Behema, the Meiser Hakrava, talk about what Tosfos Lashon is, Shiakrivu L'shem Shalmei Simcha. So it's very interesting. They had a Shalmei Simcha line. The Kohenim said, L'shem Shalmei Simcha.
There'll be mashmid a din hakrava.
What?
If there'd be no din
hakrava. It seems like that. Tosfos feels for sure this is a din hakrava.
Because
if it's just achila, bring l'shem Meiser Behema, right? It seems like there's a big din hakrava. Right, but not that you have to go ahead and be makriv, not that an animal has to be set aside for Shalmei Simcha. But interesting, normally a din hakrava means your makdish, mafrish, and your makriv. Yeah, here it's only has to be makriv l'shem Shalmei Simcha, even though it's a Meiser Behema itself. But nevertheless, that's clear according to Rashi and Tosfos by Shalmei Simcha. But Shalmei Chagiga doesn't appear you could be yotze clearly in the Gemara from Meiser Behema. Of La Ram, the cause of the Yotzi Yedei Chagiga, Ayin Sham Barayv at Allah Ches, Kafi Masha Haven Ari Kurgus, Mubu Makes Mishnah Sham, Dik Sha'alov, they ask on the Rambam, Ha Chagiga, how can you say Chagiga could be a Meiser Behema? Ha Chagiga Tzrichelios Menachulim, once again, it's Meiser Behema, not Meiser Shemos, Meiser Sheni. Utfeilahu Deshari. Aval Ech Yotzi B'Meiser Behema She'eino Chulin. You bring Mamash Meiser Behema. You bring in an animal that's Mamash Meiser Behema that already you said Asiri Yekodosh. You bring in that, and that's clearly that was a din shame Meiser Behema. How could you be Yotzi Chagiga? Ha Chagiga Tzrich Liyos Min Achulin. There's no Tfeila in this case of Meiser Behema, right? Vari Kurkos Teretz. Listen to the Teretz of the Rikurkos. The Dasan Rambam Lola Tzes Yedei Chovaso. The Rambam doesn't mean that I could use Behema Meiser for the sake of being Yotze the Mitzvah Chagiga. Rather, the Rambam is saying something else. Lola Tzitzi Dechavasu, Raksha Yochol Lahavi Meiser Behema L'Shem Chagiga. K'moshi Rishus B'yodol Ha'akrif Kama Chagigos. ובלאכה משנה תרץ.
The lashon haram is not much, by the way. It's them yidi choyves shal mechagiga. There's no choyva here at all. It's only a reshus.
Very interesting, yeah. But this is an interesting idea. Nevertheless, the recorker's idea is an interesting idea. That l'shem chagiga, the mishnah says in Chesam Beis, an interesting thing. Yesh harbe oichlim. If there are many oichlim, I bring many karbonos chagiga. So as the Minchas Chinuch said, am yoytze with the first one on the first day I bring. But let's say, you know, everyone's, I have a lot of guests, I'm bringing many carbon chagigas. So the Rambam is saying, once you will yoytze the mitzvah with carbon number one, which can't be Meiser Behema, all the other carbonos chagiga, anytime I bring, I can bring a carbon l'shem chagiga, be Meiser Behema.
Yoytze by bringing the carbon or by eating the carbon?
It's an interesting question.
Because here, the second carbon, other people are eating it. According to this pshat, it's not even chagiga. It's just maisa they're eating.
Yeah, it's maisa, yeah.
So they're yotze,
They're not yotze. Yeah. The recorder says clearly, the Daz Harambam, lo lotos yidei chavasa.
It's b'chanan to be yotze.
Rak sheyachol lahavi maisa behem l'shem chagiga. Also, what is the concept of this? Sheyachol lahavi maisa behem l'shem chagiga. What does that mean?
A kiyum mitzvah, noch a korban.
A noch a korban or what?
A kiyum mitzvah.
It's a strange idea to have this maisa behem l'shem chagiga.
Yeah, that's serious, man. Ram said, "You is a chovah. There's no chovah at all."
Lashon Ram is fair with that, right?
Right.
The yotze adam midei chovas shal mechagiga. Very strange. Right for behem. Ubalecha mishnah teretz. Kevan da hatoyri hitira kan litful meiser lechulin imkain meiser behem havilek tzas kamo chulin.
Meiser behem. What happens with Meiser Behema? What do you do with Meiser Behema? I'm sorry.
Normally what you do...
The kind so ignorant, but...
No, by the way, there is one sheet in the Rishonim that we don't pass him like. That you give the Meiser Behema to a kohen, but we don't pass him like that sheet.
What?
I think it's Rabbeinu Chananel. I don't know. There's a sheet that's Rishon like that.
But
that's
you just like Meiser Sheni?
No, normally it's a chiv like Meiser Sheni. Like Meiser Behema is normally like Meiser Sheni. I do Asiri Yakadosh, I take it, and I eat in Rishonim.
I got it.
But it has a very interesting halacha. It's nechal b'mumai. Meaning, once it has a mum, I can eat it. And it doesn't need pigeon. Therefore, it has a certain aspect to it, like chulin, the Mefarshim say. Meaning, I can quickly go out of its, so to speak, kedusha, by nechal b'mumai. Therefore, a matter of fact, that's what the Lecha Mishnah says.
You brought it as a carbon at all.
What?
And eat in Yerushalayim, like regular meat.
Right. Although it's a little different.
But here he's optionally bringing it as a korban also.
He's bringing his Meiser Behema to Yerushalayim. He's got his Meiser Behema.
He's shechting it as a korban also. He's shechting it as a chagiga.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Ram says you can do that.
And he's saying that it's not really a chagiga. It's just a korban, not a korban.
It's like a korban l'shem chagiga.
Did pigeon play by Meiser Behema?
No, there's not. Nechal
b'mumah. All there are hundreds and hundreds of behemoths of Meiser. They had a large flock. They had to travel
from
Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
From all over the yards of Trump.
Yeah.
The cowboys.
But it's all gone.
Yeah. It's nechal b'mumah though.
Oh. Yeah.
But you're not allowed to put a mum on, it's like a bechor.
Even a mum could be eaten out of you?
Yes.
Nechal
b'mumah.
So that's the...
You're actually fine.
Yeah.
How could they bring up all these
they don't,
thousands of...
That's what they do, they make mum. They make the mum.
You
can't on purpose.
By the way...
The Dimian is there.
It's very strange. By the way, there's an interesting thing. You should realize, as I remember, I don't know if I'm correct, I think the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says it's Bal Ta'achar Meiser Behema. Yeah. So you can't just like keep it around and say, I'll wait till it gets a mum. Then Bal Ta'achar. So you created your Meiser Behema and now you have your three regalim, right?
Yeah, Kozman has no mum, it's a carbon gomer.
Right, it's not a carbon, yeah.
Meiser Behema. He's saying it's a carbon gomer.
It is a carbon gomer. The Gemara says
it's Bal Ta'achar. So you have to shaft it in the base of the
Mikdash. Correct.
You can't just come to
Yerushalayim
and
shaft it.
No, Meiser Behema, you have to bring to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. Meiser Behema.
But you have to bring carbon, you said.
Correct, yes.
You have to be on the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
100%.
What's the last of what? Habachor, Vahamaser? No, Vahabachor. What's the last of Yezum Makoyman? The last Mishnah is Makoyman, right? HaPesach, Vahabachor, Vahamaser, right? Matona Echas. It needs at least one Matona in his bag.
Okay.
Right?
So the whole Dimin to Tfela is very schwer.
It is difficult, yeah.
Tfela is now both, you have two things now.
As a mum, you don't have to bring it at all. You just eat it wherever you want.
But not before, as a mum, it's a korban gomer.
Yeah, so. Uh-huh.
Can you imagine how many animals were in Yerushalayim during the Shalosh Regalim? Can you use an oif, right? We said that. You eat mamish behemoths.
Before you make the maisa.
No.
You just make mumim on all your
animals. But not supposed to do that.
You're allowed to do that, aren't you?
And then you won't be maisa at all.
Yeah.
You won't use it as maisa.
Yeah, but you're allowed to take yourself a mumim in your life.
You're not supposed to do that.
To do that?
Yeah.
There's an issue to make a mumim in an animal.
Yeah, the Gemara Maisa Behema says that. I forget. I have to learn that again. Maisa Behema, yeah.
They point to the lesson mission as good the lesson of the Gemara that mm-hmm. Rashi's the Gemara that the Shalimei of Pesach and the Mishnah of the Lesson of Masa Behema. So Rashi learns the Shalimei Simcha and the Kodiyos and the Choldom. But if you look at the lesson mission in the Rambam, it's good to be because the Gemara that it's only Masa Behema, not other stuff.
Right. Although it's interesting.
Why did it say any type of chiv? A regular shlomim that you are machdish. Why only Masa?
But that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says Adam Yotzi Yedecha Vasa Shalmi Simcha. The Mishnah says Nedarim Nedvavos Masa Behema. Everything. You could be Yotzi Shalmi Simcha with any type of korban. Vani, listen. This is a fascinating. Let's read this last paragraph. We'll finish. Va'ani eini mevin. This is fascinating. Kevin the vor b'kam makamis b'beitz yitetzman alef v'chagiga zayinam alef. The korban chagiga shlomim hu. V'cheinu b'rabam. In essence, the korban chagiga is a korban shlomim. V'cheinu b'rabam perik alef halacha alef. The yakriv shlomim. V'chein kosov harav mechaber. Mavur sham yud amin alef. That's the famous gemara in yud amin alef that says. The chagigos keharim hatluyim b'saira. The halachas of carbon chagiga. Now, there's the Gemara speaks about all different types of halachas, right? And says the halachas of carbon chagiga are like a mountain hanging by a string, meaning that none of it is mafurish b'kra. It's all based on Torah Shabbat path. Umavur sham yiram after chagigos keharim hatluyim b'saira. Dino she'eno nichtav b'feirish rak. Bevadai bekabbalah kachu. Ve'im kain kevan de bekama mekaymus mevor shalme chagiga. The lashon shalme chagiga is used. That's the terminology. Heyach yotze b'maiser de eno shlomin. So he's bothered by this fact. How could you say, like the Lechem Mishnah, that mamish yotze the mitzvah of korban chagiga with a maiser behema? The whole maiser hakrava of a maiser behema does not fit shlomin. For instance, shlomim is shtayim shein arba in terms of zrikas. Maiser is matana echas. Then there's a whole, he'll bring like a whole slew of differences. How can you practically be yotze? Forget the halacha, levena bom in achulin. How practically could I be yotze the korban chagiga with a maiser behema?
The chor, if somebody had a maiser and he brought it l'shem shlomim, would be shleid l'shmoa. It would be taka. It's a riot. It's two different turim korbanos.
Okay, let's read this. This is just an interesting. His point is very well taken here. We're doing with all of leino ba element of chulin, but practically, technically,
it's two different korbanos.
Right. The im came kevin the bekamikos mevor shomechagir hechiyotzi b'maisu deino shlomim dechalukim bezrikas domim right. The ton rock matana echas the ain nost mi menu chaze v'shoik no chaze v'shoik ayin ram halachas machze karbanos perkei halach avav yidzayim perkei tes halach yid alaf chavei v'yim kein kevin the tzork v'akriv shlomim heich yoytzen b'meiser, which by the way is interesting that the shalmei chagig is mashma from the minchas chinuch. I can't be yotze mitzvahs chagiga unless I'm makriv the animal b'tayrash shlomim. It's mashma here. There's a special chi of hakrava to be yotze shalmei chagiga.
Rashi says that you can use
ma'aser behemah for shalmei. Enochinami. So by the way, look on the footnote. The footnote has a few interesting answers. Let's take a look at these answers. I found these answers fascinating. These answers require a lot of iyun, but they're just, on the face of it, they're just interesting. Yesh shetaretz kushas rabbeinu, sharambam limeid mesugis ha-gemara sham, shemayser behema, see on the bottom? Footnote, b'shulei ha-mincha on the bottom. Yesh shetaretz kushas rabbeinu. Sharambam limeid mesugis ha-gemara sham, shemayser behema nidon kechulin, kevin shenechal b'mumu l'baylam.
Before the mum.
Very fascinating. What is that?
I
understand.
Is it not hot? There's not much to mum.
I understand. What is it? Shinui Kedushin? What is it?
I don't
know who says this. Okay, Zechel Chagiga. Who's the Zechel Chagiga?
Okay.
V'abayir shom bebeitzi yoetzim betoida, the toida gam kei nikro shlomim ki yadua. V'ayin ram perak tes b'maisa kabanos halach hai, aval maiser b'mokum she'ein nikro shlomim, eino mevin heach yotze, v'gam eini yodea. Afilu im yesh shem Chagiga alav b'yotze kfar. I'm in the Minchas Chinuch. Kevin she'eno mimina chagiga, im keinira pashat de below hatam de mishum shikrasa, also lahavio beyond of the shem chagiga, the aim shem chagiga alav the eino shlomim. Meaning, the Gemara says that why can't I go ahead and bring Meiser Behema on Yontif Rishon? Because I'm afraid Shemi Aser. The guy will take this opportunity to be Maaser his Meiser Behema. And that's also Mishum Sikrasa. Sikrasa. So he says, even if there wasn't Issa Mishum Sikrasa, the Meiser Behema will not work L'Shem Chagiga. L'Chor should be true, it shouldn't work for Shalmei Simcha either, correct? Because it's Mamash not that Korban. Im Kenir Pasha de Blo Atam de Mishum Sikrasa, Oslavir beyond of L'Shem Chagiga. Then Shem Chagiga, Allah. Deino shlom kol al kein divur rabbeinu harambam ein muvanimli. V'lama lo perish kaperish Rashi the kai al simcha the simcha yotzim b'chol davar b'chatas b'chazi u'shok. That's the Mishnah. Ein shom Mishnah zayin u'beis u'b'b'chor gam kein yotzim kevin de simcha v'basak mevor sham v'samach de b'chagecha. As long as you have basar, you yoytze shami simcha.
So it doesn't have to be a shlamim at all.
For simcha, shami simcha, not for chagiga.
For simcha, it doesn't have to be a shlamim.
But why doesn't the same question apply to shami simcha?
You say it doesn't have to be. It's only meat. That's all. Eat meat. And that's it.
Meat of a korban.
But according...
You don't have matnas dam by shami simcha? What do you mean you say? You don't have
the matnas now, it's almost simple. No, but he says it didn't have to be dafke, that korban, any type of korban. That's what he wanted to say.
But what about Shita's Tysus? I told you on Zion Mabes, Tysus says that even though you're Yotze Shalme Simcha, the Meiser, Bechor, and everything, Sorech Lahakrivo, Lishem Shalme Simcha. Tysus Shita is, even though I'm using a Dorman Davos,
same question.
Rabbi Chanan and the Re, and Tysus says, Tzorech lahakrivai l'shem shalmei simcha. So if that's the case, what do you do? What do you do with this Meiser Behema? So take a look at the second teretz in the footnote. Od yesh loimar, shesever Rambam, I found this fascinating. Sha'av apish lemaskanas ha-gemara, limdu shechagiga ba'a shlomim, gzer shav mi-midbar. Mikomakom gam halimud me apostle lo yoan, chelev chagi nishra la halacha. We apostle zel loimdim shakol behema kshera la chagiga. Marshitzar shlomim hula mitzvah min ha muvchar.
That's what I'm saying.
That's very interesting. You don't really need shlomim for chagiga.
Right.
Just a mitzvah min ha muvchar. Who says this?
For some simple.
Same thing.
For chagiga.
Now look, by the way, look at the answer before that. I skipped an answer. Mekevus HaMishnah has an interesting tzir. Go up a little. Second line, you have that V'yesh Shenokot. The answer to Mekev's HaMishnah. Sha'achar Shechola Olav Kedushas Meiser Behema Eino Yochol Akdish L'Kedushas Shlomim V'haramba Mari Ba'ofen. Listen to this. Shebashar Sheheviru Tachas HaShevet Omer Sheyehe L'Chagigotso. ובאופן זה יוצא בו ידי חבסה. So what is he doing? The tenth one comes, he says, Ar Sivir Ye Kodesh Lekorban Chagiga? Is that what he says?
He made two Kedushas.
Is that what you did? Two Kedushas?
And Baiser and then...
That's what becomes a Mishnah. Such an interesting idea now. But what is it say? I don't know what's the exact question. He's not being quoted verbatim. Shebashar Sheviu Tachzah Shevet Amar Shei Lechagigasai. But he says, Asiri Yeh Kodesh,
L'shem
Chagi Gosai?
No, and he said, the one you can get out of a field of
Maizah. They want to be Maizah.
And the prophet of the other nine, without the tenth one being a Maizah Behemoth, produced Maizah Behemoth.
No, definitely it's the Maizah Behemoth. He made Maizah
Behemoth. You have to make the tenth one into a Kedusha.
He might make two Kedushas.
So what do I say? What do I say?
He said, you say the same for
people. In other words, the tenth one, I go, Achas, Shtayim, Sholosh, Tishii, and then I say Chagiga. I don't say Asiri, I say Chagiga.
Yeah. No, it can't be. It has to be Maizu Behemoth too.
There's no way the Rambam holds this. That's just too weird.
It could also clear as Divya Rab Divya Tamu, since it's supposed to chal the Maisa. When you make the other one, that one's chal first. It's again, it's wrong. I was interesting the last thing.
You can't say chal, man.
Was it saying a riot to anything?
But the last idea is also against us.
What?
The last idea is also against us. If it would be the Kavianic Corbin, then we need that brother Hashem. This is also against us.
That's it. That's a basic point.
What?
Has to be a Kodesh Hashem. Has to be
a
Kodesh in some form.
It's a very interesting idea, but I don't know exactly what he means. Shebashar Shevir Tachal Shevet Omer Shei Lechagi Gosser.
But must be a Kodesh Ma'amayser also. It's a tenth. It's called automatically. And I'm not fully about his
Ma'amayser.
Means it can't be once it's a Kedusha, a Kedusha Chal, a Kedusha. But Rosh Hashem is making make both Kedushas.
I have to look at the Merkava submission. I didn't look at the Merkava submission.
We have to wait until we meet the Mishnah.
But anyway, this is like the most basic question. This is almost like, right? Also, Mamash, like Tinokosh based Rabba, would I ask this question? A little kid in class would raise his hand and say, how in the world can I be Yotze Chagiga, right? How could I be Yotze Chagiga with Maisa Behema? Chagiga is a Shlomim, right? And you want to bring Maisa Behema? It's such a simple, right?
My father's been there, he doesn't ask it, Stam on the Gemara. He himself quoted before that in Tetzav and Aleph, Mavur the Sharkul Yimeha Pesach.
But it could be Yishami Simcha. Yishami
Simcha, how you go to
Yishami Simcha? Could be the need. Yishami Simcha could be not Shver, because you could bring any type of carbon.
No, but it's a different Rika Saddam also.
I can't, but if you could bring any carbon you want.
No, just like Shami Chagiga needs to have a Shlomim, so too Shami Simcha should be a different Shlomim.
According to what you brought to us, they're not Korban in Shlomim. Maybe not.
So if that's the case, how can I be Yoytze with Bechor?
Right?
It's just his
Tasha
is that it has different
Zrikas Adam. If it has to be a Shlomim, then there's a problem with Zrikas Adam. If it can be any type of Korban, then it doesn't make a difference with the Zrikas Adam. But that's what you brought from Tasha.
In other words, maybe I could be Yoytze Shalmei Simcha. The Iker is just Simcha. Eating meat.
It's meaning Korban.
I eat the meat of a Korban.
That's your problem, Tazis, is not
it? What?
That's your problem, Tazis, is not it?
Okay, very good. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay?
That's a Kaya.
Shlom Dafka, Shlom. You can bring anything to eat. That's it. Finished. I mean, happy.
I was wondering, I was in your Shlom, I was wondering, do you think Bisman Beis Hamikdash, you could have a restaurant, a Misada, that serves Shlomim and Biyotze like that?
Shami Simcha.
Yeah. In other words, there's a restaurant. There's a Misada Shal Shlomim.
Just to eat the meat.
The one, the head, the proprietor of the restaurant went, and he was makriv, 300 Shlomim with a Hashkacha, the Badats. They bring all the Basar Shlomim to the restaurant. Can I go be Yotze like that? Or I need to be Yotze through a Hakrov of my carbon? Shami Simcha.
You have to bring
your
own. Yeah, right. No. The Kayan could be out to a Khatas Oshim, right?
Geld Tom and Shneman. So the restaurant can
Shneman. So Machair it's partial for Shami Simcha for sure.
Yeah, could be Yosef. Yeah. Because if Geld they can't take the restaurant, so close down. We have to do the Shem Mitzvah.
A Kayan could be out to a Kabbalah.
Yeah. Sefer Mishnah.
So then you have proof. That's so.
Shabbi Yoyd say what? Shalmi Simcha. Not Shalmi Chagiga.
No, but you said with an Rosh Hashanah Chavos. He said
what?
Shalmi Simcha. Shalmi Simcha.
Yeah, I understand that. But that's what we were asking. He was asking the question.
No, evidently that's not a problem with Shalmi Simcha, correct? Because the Gemara says you could be Yoyd say. A coin could be yotz with a chatas arshem. Wherever he has a zechus achila, he could be yotz a shami simcha. So evidently, shami simcha, it's clear, don't require, right, a ma'aser shlamim.
But that's fair with the taisus. What's the dinner
right, right, that's interesting taisus. Yeah.
How does it work?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.